This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airways, because that's what we do, right?
That's the idea.
That's what we are doing, presuming you're listening to us between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, because, well, those are the times we're live. Certainly, Free Talk Live is played other times across the United States on nearly 200 radio stations, so got to say I'm pretty happy about that. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
But if you are listening to the show on, say, a station that's delayed broadcast is what we call it, so say 1 a.m. where you are or whatever, you can still call in. You just have to set your little alarm to do so. And then you're in even better shape than most, because then you can tune in to the corresponding hour that you called in and listen to yourself on the radio. Not everybody gets to do that. So the number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you want to call in and talk about Trump and Biden and all those things, I certainly welcome you. I get it. We're close to the election. I think that there's something more important going on right now, and that's the crypto arms race, as it's being called, Peakless Mountaineer. And I want to talk about that. We're, after that, just so as the teaser, though, I got a story from the Daily Beast, which, you know, story in quotation marks. Meet the dominatrix forcing Trump supporters to vote for Biden. So.
But first. Well, for me, seeing things like this is, oh, you're catching on. Because, I mean, sure, we talk about cryptocurrency. We talk about, like, moving into a different age for currency. But it's kind of rare to see a lot of external coverage. And something like this, we've got the Globe and Mail here.
Well, before you go on with it, I think we talked on Free Talk Live back when Bitcoin came out. For years, we talked about sort of the importance of, in any arena, disruption and evolution, and that's what cryptocurrency is to currency. Currency's been around for a long time. You know, maybe it was wheat at one point. You know, maybe before that, I don't, shells and cockles. I have no idea what it was. But it's changed its form throughout the years, but we've had currency.
Well, shells is definitely documented. My favorite is salt.
Salt is great. People need that. It's not as durable as, say, gold. And obviously, you can consume it in ways that, you know, you can't consume gold.
Nice and divisible. It's got a utility value.
Yeah.
Not as heavy.
And it certainly makes sense. Basically, the biggest change in currency for the 100 years before Bitcoin came around was the United States, stopping backing the dollar by metal.
Well, and I mean, before that, a pretty big change was moving from the actual thing to certificates of the actual thing.
Right. They went from the metal to pieces of paper that said that you could go get the metal from a bank. And then they said, that part about getting the metal, you can't. But here's the certificate, looks exactly the same.
Yeah, instead of, there's this problem where people keep putting out more certificates for gold than they have gold, instead of going, that's a problem, they went, okay, let's formalize that.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that that's all that happens.
Well, because if I'm the only one that can do it, I can just take your stuff and give you some paper.
Yep. Yeah, it must have been fun going through that period of time where you would switch back and forth from alcohol being legal and gold being illegal and alcohol being illegal and gold being legal.
Yeah, it's certainly there have been changes in currency, and this is the newest one, and I'd say people ignore it at their own peril. Nobody wants to find out about new things. Everything's going fine, right? I just want the regular dollars that I've been told about, that I've been using for a long time. Let's just use those. But things are going to change, and the disruptors, the people, the early adopters, are the ones that benefit.
Well, people will go as long as they can without changing. But with what they're doing to the currency these days, if there's any kind of alternative, people are going to be forced to change, and it turns out there is an alternative. And this... from the Globe and Mail, the digital currency arms race. Central banks enter the fray to protect national sovereignty. A group of seven central banks, including Canada's, have issued a statement indicating they are working together on common principles and key features for a viable central bank digital currency, or CBDC.
So most, at least in the U.S., most Federal Reserve notes are not physical, and I would expect similar results in other developed countries.
Right. I am curious as to, because right now what you're saying, Melanie, is we already have a digital currency. The U.S. dollar is a digital currency.
What they really mean is they want to get rid of cash.
Well, there's a digital side to that currency. It's a hybrid currency, if you will. There's physical cash, which you can still, you know, trade for your rent or for food or prostitutes or whatever.
That's also true of BTC, though.
That is true in some places, and increasingly more, where you can trade cryptocurrency for goods, services.
No, but there is physical BTC in existence, and if you count paper wallets, then there's physical every cryptocurrency. But there is physical BTC in existence.
Yeah, you could make BTC or any cryptocurrency physical in so much as you could make a paper wallet and exchange it with people. It's easy. I mean, it's really not very hard to do such a thing. It's just that it kind of destroys the purpose.
Well, paper wallets are debatable, but there are physical Bitcoins of the, not BCH, but
right, they're not divisible in the same way though.
No.
Yeah. And you
so by physical, you mean just like the particular code that attaches to a particular account, right?
No, well, there are physical BTCs.
What you need to do with...
I'm totally confused. What is a physical BTC?
It's a Chuck E. Cheese token that somebody stuck a hologram sticker on the back of that has a code to which you go to a website, enter the code, then you get the private key of a Bitcoin or a tenth of a Bitcoin or a hundredth of a Bitcoin, depending on how much is on the
Well, they're made of gold.
Well, sometimes they are. That would be the highly valuable ones, but there's some that are cheap.
Well, in either case, that's not really a physical BTC.
Well,
I mean, it's not a Bitcoin. You didn't somehow find a way to take the digital currency off of the internet.
Okay. Right. It stays on the internet, but it's also you control that currency with the coin, with the Chuck E. Cheese token, as I referred to it as.
Sure, and if you sweep your wallet, from what I understand, you can have a piece of paper, or if you want to take the code and not put it on a piece of paper, but you want to attach it to something else, and that something else gets you to that code.
I think the important part of this is what Melanie's saying, though, is that currently the dollar is digital,
mm-hmm.
and what the governments mean generally when they're talking about a digital currency is they're trying to eliminate cash.
Because if you don't have physical cash, you can't have a run on the banks, and you can institute negative interest rates.
And you can complain, you as the listener, can complain all you want about the government taking cash away from us, but it won't stop it from happening. The largest, I'm 49 years old, I'll be 50 in February, the largest bill that existed when I was a kid was a $100 bill. I am now, depending on what age we're talking about, five years old, 45 years later, the largest bill is still a $100 bill, and it's worth a tenth of what it was when I was five, if not less.
And the thing about having these electronic currencies is that there's... I mean, largely, governments are no longer run off of taxation as they used to be. I mean, at this point, taxation is little more than a little tweak that we'd like to do to your life. Live this way instead of that way,
and
we'll reward
you. Yeah, the IRS doesn't actually make money. It's more of a social engineering program than it is a revenue program.
But yeah, all of the programs are not run on the money they get from you. They're run on the money that they steal from everyone simultaneously by printing more of it.
That's very true, especially this year.
And not even printing it so much as changing the numbers in different accounts.
What do you think? The U.S. dollar going digital. Looks like the yuan may have already gone that way. The number, 855-450-3733. Will we all be better off when you can't run around the corner with a $100 bill and buy some crank? 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov Trans-Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Baybooks at Bay.com for more.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Lagal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Fame Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number 855. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450, free as in freedom. And you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, because basically that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And what we're talking about right now is the dollar going digital, currency going digital, and I think it's worth discussing. But first, I want to talk about our new advertiser, Sport Kilt. Everyone has their own idea of what freedom is, and for some, freedom is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do. Richie Rich and I just got some great kilts from sportkilt.com, and you can even see us wearing those kilts if you go to kilts.freetalklive.com. That's kilts.freetalklive.com. And it's been great. I mean, this is high quality stuff. These are finely manufactured in the United States kilts. They're totally worth getting. I've had a kilt for years, and this is my second, and I'm really glad to get it. They've got what I'm calling the Free Talk Live tartan, and you'll have to see that at kilts.freetalklive.com. But I think it was called Roblox or something like that. I have to look up the name of the tartan actually, but it looks great. And you can go see my picture. I took it in front of some fall leaves, and it sounds good. It looks good. Kilts.freetalklive.com to see the pics, and go to sportkilt.com. And you haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportskilt.com.
And I would like to make a general endorsement of kilts.
Yes.
You can take a man who is generally somewhat unattractive, put him in a kilt, and the fact that you can see those muscular calves really does boost that attractiveness up. And there are very few options for a man who wants to dress attractively. And this is an unexplored option for most people.
Interesting. I just like it. To me, it's just something different to wear, and I like it for that reason. Sports kilt. Sport kilts. Excuse me, it's Sport Kilt, not kilts. Sportkilt.com. What's going on with the story?
Getting back to our story, a group of seven central banks, the banks in Canada, Britain, the European Union, Japan, Switzerland, Sweden, and the United States are getting serious about the threat that private digital currencies pose to the control of monetary policy.
And this is the other aspect of this. You can say that private digital currencies like Bitcoin and Monero and Bitcoin Cash and whatever have put pressure on fiat currencies to evolve in a digital direction and sort of blame them for that. And that's understandable. Yeah, I gotcha. Disruption drives evolution. But governments were trying to eliminate cash already. India eliminated its largest rupee note. I can't remember what that was. A couple of years ago, and they're not trying to bring this back. In the United States, all they're trying to do is just inflate it to the point that a $100 bill is going to go buy a candy bar.
Well, and they may eliminate their highest note. We're eliminating our lowest as coins are increasingly more difficult to get a hold of.
Yeah, coins are, it's harder and harder to use cash. Let's go to the phone. We got Pat in Michigan calling in here on Free Talk Live. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking the elimination of cash might very well bring upon the thing from Revelations where no one will be able to buy or sell without the mark.
Yeah, I've heard this since I was a kid, actually, the idea of going cashless. Credit cards were just becoming a thing as I was a young person, and you've honestly... I mean, like, you could never touch cash from 1985 on and survive.
I always kind of took
it. I do nothing but cash. I've worked cash jobs my whole life. I'm 60 years old right now.
Yeah.
I always kind of took that as a metaphor.
I will dodge Uncle Sam every chance I get, buddy.
And I appreciate that.
Dodge every thief you can.
So, So you think the mark of the beast here, I suppose that's a direction to go with it. Do you think sort of literally that that's what we're talking about here? Because there are those, I think they're called preterists, that believe that all of the predictions from Revelation were actually fulfilled within the first century A.D. And I thought they made a pretty good argument.
You know what their argument was on the mark on the hand or the head that you couldn't buy or sell without?
I would have to look that up.
Because I always thought that was kind of a metaphor for what you do and what you think.
Ah.
Because those are certainly tightly controlled.
Who's to say the mark couldn't be digital?
I suppose it could. You mean like a barcode?
Yeah, like, you know, like I said, if they eliminate cash, if you want to buy anything, you're going to have some kind of a 15-digit number or whatever.
Something that you've memorized?
Well, I figured if they're going to go that way, it'd be like an RFID.
Well, whatever. They're going to have to figure out some way, you know, to
debit an account.
A serious amount of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
that's the cool thing about computers.
I'm totally against it.
Is that without writing, we could not have had the agrarian revolution. They simply could not tally, the grain coming in, and you couldn't have made, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you couldn't have had cities. You could have had large towns, but you couldn't have megalopoli. And that required writing. Well, then as we got better at writing, a la the Gutenberg press and libraries and these sorts of things, our cities got bigger and bigger. And the world's getting more populous, and now we have computers. So absolutely, the United States government could have a computer that would be running every single transaction that happens on the planet, not just in the country, because Washington does not have its eyes set from sea to shining sea. They have their eyes set on the entire globe. And China, too, right? At this point, they've got a lot of organizational problems, but they're certainly trying to overcome them. Thanks for the call, Pat.
Right. Personally, the prophecy that I'm reminded of with that is that of Demolition Man. I don't know if you've seen that one, Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes. But so far, it's been a pretty good predictor. I mean, you've got the Zoom meetings. You've got the advice not to have sex. I wonder when they're going to come out with the three seashells, personally.
Is that the orgasmic not touching thing?
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
Just like the advice that they gave to college students not to have relations because you might spread the Rona.
Right. I recall the... there was some great soliloquy inside Demolition Man where it's like, I want to smoke the smoke and taste the meat. And
Dennis Leary. Yep.
I can't remember who it was, but it was really quite good.
Yeah.
And it is a fascinating movie. If you haven't seen it, it's worth seeing. Or it's worth seeing again, Demolition Man. The number, 855-450-3733. We'll get to your calls here on Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. With 9 days to go before Election Day, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing battleground states to push for last-minute support. At a rally in New Hampshire, President Trump touted his efforts to bring the economy back after the pandemic hit.
Since April, we created a record 11.4 million jobs. We've spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden and Obama inflicted. Look, we've done more in 47 months than Sleepy Joe has done in 47 years. And I really mean it, too.
Vice President Mike Pence is holding a rally in North Carolina. Former Vice President Joe Biden is scheduled to speak during a virtual concert, while his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, held multiple events in Michigan. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence will not go into quarantine, despite four aides, including his chief of staff, testing positive for coronavirus. Mark Short is isolating after testing positive on Saturday for the virus, but Pence will be maintaining his schedule, according to his office. That includes a Sunday evening campaign rally in North Carolina. The vice president and his wife tested negative for the virus on Saturday. The pair tested negative again on Sunday. Short is considered a close contact to the vice president, but Pence will continue his schedule, taking the precautions of mask wearing and social distancing that are in line with the CDC's recommendations for essential personnel. In a rare Sunday session, Senate Republicans voted to advance the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the floor for a full vote. That will happen Monday, despite Democratic attempts to stall a vote. The nomination is expected to pass the full Senate, with Senator Susan Collins of Maine, the only Republican, expected to vote against the nominee. No Democrat is expected to vote for Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And since we're doing this segment on digital currencies here, I want to talk about Bitcoin.com. So Bitcoin.com has been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. And the reason is because we introduced the founder and CEO of Bitcoin.com to Bitcoin. He heard about it here on Free Talk Live. And so he knows that talking about Bitcoin can be meaningful because he's found out about it from here. So maybe right now, as I'm talking about Bitcoin.com, the next most important person in Bitcoin is listening to it and finding out about cryptocurrencies. And maybe that person is going to go right now to Bitcoin.com and click the Getting Started, one of those two, at the top of the page, and watch the videos and begin to understand this new private, international, peer-to-peer currency that allows anyone to around the world to transact without a government, without a bank, to send money from one person to another. And that is, it's amazing. It's an amazing technology because you haven't been able to do that, frankly, in the course of human history. This is the first time. You can't do it. otherwise. You've got to employ a bank. You've got to employ governments. You've got to have these agencies telling you whether or not you're going to be able to do it. And Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies allow you to get around that. It's so easy at this point. It's become pedestrian, but it's important. Go check it out. It's bitcoin.com. And if you're, if you've been, you know, if you're familiar with cryptocurrencies, you know what I'm talking about here. Go sign up for their news feed at news.bitcoin.com. You can get in their Telegram group or get an RSS feed, whatever you need to do. Before we get back into the story, Peakless, let's go to Ed calling in from Michigan. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Ed from Alpena, Michigan. And, hey, if I can switch gears for just a second.
That's what we do.
When I was a couple weeks ago, you had mentioned something that was interesting. You guys are real sharp, and I really enjoy hearing your comments. But you said sometimes it can take, you know, 1 or 2 years, you know, to, like, you know, go through the court system or get to court or something, like maybe
yeah.
after an arrest or something like that.
Take longer than that, but yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it seems to me almost like the process has suddenly become a major part of the punishment and everything. You know, and oftentimes the police will, like, overcharge somebody on a crime or something, you know, and then they'll negotiate or call plea bargain down to, like, you know, to lesser charges and everything. And it might take years to do that. In the meantime, some poor guy has probably maybe paid thousands to an attorney
yep.
that he's going to have to pay for the next several years, you know, so much a month for the next several years plus interest and everything. And it seems to me that suddenly, more than ever before, the process has become just a major, major league part of the punishment.
That makes me think of two things, Ed. So first off, there's a phrase that the cops use. It's called, the quote is, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And what they mean by that is you might beat the charges, but so what? We're going to do awful things to you from this moment that I put handcuffs on you until you get bonded out. And, you know, like it's just they can do so much. It doesn't mean, it's not necessarily a threat of violence, although it could be, but just going to jail for the night stinks, let alone if you have to go hire the lawyer, become broke. And don't forget, this is really, really important, because if a system works, says it operates one way and then operates another way, that is something really close to a lie, okay? The plea bargain system out there, it's the numbers are far fewer than 1% of cases actually make it to a trial. Now, it doesn't mean you can't get a trial. It just means that the likelihood of you getting to a trial is very, very, very slim.
A lot of people stay in jail longer to wait for trial than they could possibly be sentenced to.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know how they get away with it in the sense of tanks and drones, but I don't know how that's socially acceptable.
Oh, yeah, they got me for driving without a license and moved me from one jail to another before they finally let me see a judge. This was years back, and they still had me in front of a video camera to talk to the guy. And by the time I had seen him, he's like, oh, well, you've already served more than the maximum term for this offense.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's no apology. I mean, like if a crime is, like, you're found innocent or something like that, if you do the court, there's no apology or anything like that, and you don't get your money back for the lawyer fees or anything either. You know?
Nope.
And it's the whole deal, and it seems like the process has become, like, a major league part of the punishment. Like, you're just talking about, like, the no driver's license and everything like that and everything you go through, part of the process, and it's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah, so the Constitution guarantees a speedy trial. And as far as I'm concerned, we need to have a definition. The United States Supreme Court needs to go out on a limb here and define what a speedy trial is. Because I don't know what it is, but it sounds like 30 or 45 or 60 days to me.
Yes.
And
yes.
if the government cannot bring a case in that amount of time, the case should be dropped.
Yeah.
What will that mean? A lot of cases will be dropped, and only the most important criminal cases will be taken. Now, I would presume the Justice Department would grow or whatever in order to fill the vacuum, but nonetheless, it doesn't make any sense. The idea that people are sitting in prison, in jails, excuse me, like, you know, what's the difference, really, for 2 years or 3 years on crimes that they would do 1 year on. on. This is a messed up system, and no one will defend the convicts. Because why would you defend
the convicts? Well, they're
not
convicts at that point.
They are. Well, they're not convicts.
Well, they haven't been convicted.
But they're in. They won't
be accused.
Okay. No one will defend prisoners.
Yeah.
And they don't even want to defend the accused because, well, that would make them look bad.
Well, then you have to distrust cops for that, even though cops have a different standard of evidence than convictions do.
Well, and it's lawyers making these decisions, so why would they ever set a specific limit on what counts as a speedy trial? They'd have to have fewer people that they were making this money off of if they ever set any standard.
Well, so the premise is that it's we the people, right? I don't believe that, and nobody else does either. The people who believe that are fools at this point, because they can see. It's not we the people. It's a government by the lawyers, for the lobbyists, at the behest of the corporations. I mean, the rest of it, forget it. That's the reality. Figure it out. Anything else, Ed?
Yeah. No, that's great. Hey, thanks, guys. You guys are real sharp. I always enjoy hearing your opinion and everything. And so you're part of your solution to the problem is that they just need to get speedier trials, like you said, 45 to 60 days. And that might clear up a lot of this.
Well, that would be an improvement. I wouldn't say it's my solution to the problem.
Yeah, I would want to see a bunch of different things done, but I mean, I try to toss out some easy nuggets that would, do us a lot better.
Well, we would be served as putting any limit would at least stop us here, so that years down the road they're like, well, by speedy trial I meant this decade.
Right, and the other thing is sort of bail. You can't talk about this without talking about bail. One of the things about bail is you're paying, $10,000 or whatever in order to have 2 or 3 years free on the outside so that you can, you can't fight while you're in jail. It's really difficult. So you also get a better chance of winning. There's a whole variety of reasons to do it. But you wouldn't necessarily need bail. Not as many people would even need bail if they got their trial within 45 days or whatever. So some of the change surrounding bail that we're looking at right now with the whole Black Lives Matter movement and stuff like that there wouldn't be the call for it that there currently is. This is just more evidence. The system is broken.
Well,
really, really broken.
And if anyone else kidnaps me and I lose my job as a result, I can at least sue them for what I've lost.
Right, and that's the other thing is that one side of the game, you have a whole bunch of skin in the game because the government's charged you. On the other side of the game, there's no skin in the game at all. Like, the prosecutor goes home to his wife, win or lose. The cop goes home to his wife, win or lose. They all live their lives. It doesn't matter whether they win or lose. They have no skin in the game, and that's a terrible system. The number 855.
Government immunity. You can't touch them. You can't do anything. There's no way of getting back at them at all, is there?
Nope. Thanks for the call.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Got a story here. Where is the, what's the source on this story, Peakless?
This one is the Globe and Mail.
Globe and Mail, that's right. Globe and Mail, where just talking about governments instituting digital currencies. And as, Melanie, as you pointed out, we've had digital currencies for a while. What's the difference? Well, it's probably that they're just trying to get rid of cash, and they're in competition with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Well, here's a big difference that I'm seeing here, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but from everything that this is telling me, it looks like there's going to be a single central bank currency with Canada, Britain, European Union, Japan, Switzerland, Sweden, and the U.S.
Mm.
So, like, instead of there just being, you know, the U.S. dollar has its digital side, instead of, okay, well, we're going to switch full digital with the U.S. dollar, it looks like what they're doing with this is there's going to be a single CBDC, central bank digital currency, for all of these countries at once.
The U.S. might have too much hubris to go for that because they have the world reserve currency right now. They are rightfully afraid, or seem to be rightfully afraid, of losing that status. The other ones I could see doing that, because if they come together and agree, okay, we're going to split this, I don't think any one of them is confident enough to say that they will get that status when the U.S. loses it.
Well, basically, what we're talking about here is combining the euro and the dollar together.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, if let's say they create this CBD whatever, right? CBDC.
Central Bank Digital Currency.
It doesn't mean that you have to experience it as the end user. So they could tie the dollars and the euros at a particular rate to this CBDC thing, and you'd never have an experience of anything changing. People do not like currencies to change because, you know, one of the selling points of a silver certificate was you could go get a dollar's worth of silver with it, and one of the selling points of a Federal Reserve note is that it looks just like a silver certificate. The stamp's a different color.
Well, I think what they do is just the. I think you're right, but I think that it will be a single currency that, like, they'll just forcibly make sure that the EU that the euro trades 1-to-1 for the U.S. dollar.
They may very. It's getting close to that. I haven't. You know, I didn't look today at what the euro to dollar is, but the euro.
You would still have different central banks fighting each other.
I'm sure that if they do have a single currency for all of these, that the U.S. got a lot in their negotiations. If they're doing this, then I guarantee you that it's the U.S. running it.
But they're not going to sit there, like, no one of those countries is going to sit there for long term and just take whatever the exchange rate is. They're not going to agree to that long term on a stable exchange rate.
That's what pretty much every other country in the world does.
No, every other country in the world gets bombed into taking reserve notes at whatever.
I can tell you the Caribbean, nobody in the Caribbean is getting bombed. I mean, with the exception of Grenada in the 80s. Eastern Caribbean dollar, whatever they call it, is tied directly to the USD. Belize, for instance, there's nothing forcing them to take dollars at a 2-for-1.
Those are tiny little island countries.
Sure.
Canada and the UK and the EU doesn't have to do that.
They don't have to.
Britain, I'm sure, is motivated to neutralize the effect of withdrawing from the EU. So I'm sure that they're doing their best to make that as small of a change as possible, and this is one way to keep the independence that might occur from happening.
You could spend euros in Great Britain when it was in the EU, and you could probably spend them there now, but they had their own pound, and as the Canadians had their own dollar, too. But they didn't have those currencies, none of them, the euro, the Canadian dollar, the Australian dollar, the pound, none of those are actually independent of the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is the thing that underpins all of them. So by creating a CBDC or whatever that is essentially the dollar writ large, the dollar with a European mustache, right?
Yeah. And it's just formalizing what already occurs. I mean, already everything changes as the dollar changes because it's the reserve currency of the planet.
And the reason that the U.S. is a little scared right now is that they spent a whole bunch of new imaginary money. They printed $9 trillion since last September.
And they're not going to be able to export all of that inflation.
Yeah, and I don't know where it's going to go. Maybe some of it'll be...
Well, it looks like Switzerland, Sweden, Japan, and the EU.
It's going to stay here, which is why they want to get rid of cash.
That's right, and that's the sort of other idea here is that, one, these governments have outside pressure from cryptocurrencies. Let me define the difference between a digital currency and a cryptocurrency, because I think that's important.
Thank you.
So a cryptocurrency is a private peer-to-peer currency that can operate without government or bank interference. But I repeat myself. Governments are banks and banks are governments. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you believe anything else? Like, if you do believe anything else, you need to look a little closer.
The Federal Reserve is the real government and of the world at this point.
Yes.
Maybe not Russia and China, but of the rest of the planet.
Yeah, they don't care about laws like rape, murder, and arson. They care about laws, financial laws, and the operating on that
level.
Did
you pay the correct amount of tax on that rape, murder, and arson?
Right, that sort of thing. And, so these cryptocurrencies... Our digital currency is just a government currency that is not in physical form. So we've had digital currency since I was a kid. I used to get a dot matrix printout of my account balance when I was in high school. The bank was keeping computer ledgers. And frankly, what's the difference between a ledger entry and that sort of thing? So if the bank says it has $15 million in deposits in its bank, but it doesn't have that money stored someplace on site or elsewhere, then that's just a ledger entry. That's not an entry backed by anything. It's just somebody wrote $15 million down. Now, could it get it? Sure, but that's because it's a franchise, the United States Federal Reserve, that just makes money. You know, they're not telling banks, oh, yeah, you're going to run out of money. There's no run on the bank anymore. The banks won't run out of money.
Insured.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
And when was the last time somebody got a payout from the FDIC? It's just a little gold plastic plaque with a gold fascia on it. It's nonsense. So those that control our money control us. When the people control money, like they do with cryptocurrencies, then they're in control of their own lives.
So another layer of this, essentially what has kept a lot of American currency afloat is the fact that that OPEC, which has 40% of the world's oil reserves, will only trade in U.S. dollars. So other countries are really fond of having their debts enumerated in U.S. dollars. So no one ever really checks the books because we know that we can trade that for what we actually want. Now, recently, Saudi Arabia, the largest partner of OPEC, has been sort of going off on its own. It, for the first time, it broke an OPEC agreement with Russia not to produce as much gas, and they had this this big gas war, which had it not been solved, could have crashed the entire global economy. It did get solved rather quickly, but that's a risky.
The entire financial system and fiat currency system, which is different than the economy.
How you figure?
I mean, if you trade for something other than Federal Reserve notes.
Well, that's still a crash. I mean, you don't have to obliterate every single part of it in order to make a crash in the entire system.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. Inflation. This is what people can understand. So a lot of people say the little recent rise in the value of Bitcoin has to do with PayPal getting involved in Bitcoin. And I'm not saying that's not true. Who knows what's true? But I can tell you this. The 52-week high for Bitcoin right now is $13,352. All right, so 13 grand.
It also tends to go up at the end of the year.
It does tend to go up at the end of the year. The 52-week low is $3,925, so 4 grand. And a lot has happened in the last year. Think about October the 1st. October, what is it, the 20th? I'm sorry, that's a terrible date. 25th.
Yeah.
Think about October 25th last year and all the things that have happened since then. Then, you know, with the printing of money, I told you, the United States Federal Reserve printed $9 trillion in the last 52 weeks. Interestingly, Bitcoin has correspondingly gone up exponentially.
Because the Fed cares.
Yeah, the Fed cares. It's because the government can't affect the value of Bitcoin. And gold, too. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.